Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. This is your host, Allison, and you know, I'm always happy that you decided to join me. A big thanks goes out to all our listeners for the emails about last week's show with Zach and Nick from Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures, and I'm really glad that you all enjoyed the show. And I also have a very special guest this evening, and I'm sure you're going to love her, but before I get to her, I do have a few really quick announcements. Now, number one, if you live in the southeastern PA or Harrisburg area and are interested in getting a live in-person reading with me, you can call the Aviana Retreat Center, I'm going to be doing some live readings there on August 8th from 9 until 2, and you can go to www.avianabody.com, that's A-V-I-A-N-A. BODY.com, and they have all the information there. I'm also going to be doing a numerology workshop, same place at the Aviana Retreat Center, August 29th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And this is really going to be a cool class because, you know, I'm not only going to teach numerology, but I'm also going to be making up all the participants' numerology charts. So when you're taking a class, you're not only going to learn numerology, but you're also going to learn about your own personal energy. That's the way I like to teach it. So, you know, check it out. Two things, August 8th, in-person readings, and August 29th, a introduction to numerology workshop. That's at avianabody.com. Okay, so on to my very charming and my very delightful guest. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Allie Cheslick is a psychic intuitive spiritual medium, life coach, radio show host, and you must check out her show Wings of Love on Blog Talk Radio. She's also a health and fitness advocate, an author, a teacher, and a paranormal investigator and business consultant. She's been in the business of helping people for over 21 years. But here's the bottom line, people. I can tell you from doing this girl's numerology chart that she is the real deal. She has all the numbers of a psychic medium, but even more so, her numbers show that she's incredibly gifted at uplifting others and inspiring them. And from talking to her, I can tell you that she's got a heart full of love. She's exceedingly generous, and she's in it for all the right reasons to help others. I find little Miss Allie here, she's warm, she's funny, she's kind, she's easygoing, and if you like a little humor mixed in with your psychic readings, she's your go-to gal. I had a reading from Allie, and I gotta say, she was right on the money, so I give her my personal seal of approval. And I might add that Allie's name is Allison, just like mine, spelled the same way with only one L, so there has to be a kindred spirit connection there somewhere. And I am psyched to have this opportunity to have Allie here on my show and introduce her to all of my listeners. So I give you Miss Allie Cheslick. Hi, Allie.
Hi, Allison. Thank you.
What are you laughing?
Oh, my God.
You're laughing at my introduction? How dare you?
Oh, my God. I'm extremely humbled by it, number one. And number two, there's definitely a soulful connection. But the thing is you look so much younger than I do. Just, you know, it's all in how you feel about it. But, oh, my God, I appreciate that intro. And really, I love and I honor and I appreciate you to death, you know that. And I said it on my show, and I'm going to say it on yours, you know. You are definitely the go-to girl for numerology. Your psychic insights are invaluable. You know, you just have this amazing innate way of just, you know, your knowingness is incredible. And, you know, in 21 years, I can only say it quite honestly that there's only been one other person that's been able to sort of delve into me a little bit the way that you did. And that in and of itself was tremendous for me because, you know, sometimes it's very hard to read others that are just really intuitive or, you know, you get a little nervous or whatever. You just did a phenomenal job. And with the numerology, I'm going to say it again. If you ever wanted a numerologist, definitely, definitely check out Miss Alison Bachman. She's amazing. Amazing.
Well, see what I mean about the generosity of spirit. I'm just saying, Allie. I mean, this is about you, and you just took 5 minutes to talk about me, and that's a very generous person. So thank you so much. There's also reasons why I brought you on the show. No, just kidding. I got to tell you. I ate some M&Ms before the show because I really felt a need for speed because I knew I had to keep up with you. I even played a little angelic music to get in touch with Allie. Because, you know, you've got this, to me, I don't know, there's an angelicness about you. There's a beauty about you that kind of sets you apart from a lot of people, you know, that I have met through my journey, you know, and in this kind of business, doing the radio show program, interviewing a lot of people. You really have this beautiful soul. And, you know, the reading that you did for me, you were so on the money with all of your insight, all the information that you got. But your delivery is so warm. It's so inviting. It's so comfortable. You have a way of making a person feel loved and that they're important. I mean, these are all, you know, the way that I see you as a reader, the way I see you as a psychic medium, you know, it's one thing to get the information, but your delivery is marvelous as well.
Aw, you know, I'm sitting here and you're giving me like this, you know, let me put it to you this way. I don't blush often, but I have to admit I'm kind of blushing on this end. You know, when you're from New York, there's not much that makes most of us blush.
Yeah, a little bit.
But no, you know what it is? It's, for me, I just really allow spirit to really work through me, and I allow, you know, people's loved ones to work through me, and I allow the angels to utilize me, and I allow God, you know, I don't allow God. God allows me, is what I should say, to be able to be the medium, no pun intended, but the person that can translate whatever the message is being. It's not always necessarily from a loved one that's crossed over. A lot of times the messages come through, you know, I mean, in all different ways, but it's their generosity of spirit on the other side. It's the love and of the angels. And when they give these messages or they share these insights or they give me these signs and symbols, which sometimes they're hysterical, you know, I just give it to someone. I love everybody. I really and truly do. That's one thing I can say about myself in all honesty. I do. I'm a mush pot, you know. And it breaks my heart, you know, when there's so much drama and all these other things that I really I don't wish for anybody to have drama in their life, but we all have it at some point, you know, and I just try to make people feel like they're a part of my family or, you know, that it's just about reminding everybody that no matter what your circumstances, what your situation, what your finances may be, what your personal life is like, the bottom line is that we're all souls, we're all loving beings, and we all are entitled to unconditional love. You know, it was something that my mom said to me as a kid, and it bugged me for years until I had my own children, and then it made complete sense, and it's probably one of the few things that my mother's ever said that's made sense. But she said, I always love you, but I don't always like you. And I realized that was such a truth statement from her, but it's really reflective upon everyone who becomes a parent or has friends or has family, because we always should all love each other, but you don't always have to like people's behavior. And, you know, and that's where, you know, as a friend or as a family, you kind of learn who and what should be in and out of your life. And it's okay to say no to people. It's okay to disconnect from people that are not conducive to you, your energy, or are not in place to help you grow mind, body, spirit. So, I don't know, I just am who I am. I don't know.
Well, besides, all right, let me just interject here, because besides the fact, okay, and this is another thing that is very obvious to me about you, because I, you know, not only talking to you a few times on the phone, but also, you know, having the opportunity to listen to you on your radio show and have you, you know, have conversations with some very significant spiritual teachers, are a wise old soul. And your wisdom, especially when it comes to spiritual philosophy, and the you know, the soul journey that we're all taking, I mean, you have incredible wisdom about that as well. And so it's kind of cute because with you, I kind of get this, you know, it's like this vision of this cute little fairy elf that's kind of looks like Yoda. I don't know. It's just strange.
Oh, my God. I have the body of Yoda, but I don't know about that.
Well, what I'm saying is it's kind of like having an incredible amount of wisdom, but yet it's, you know, this beautiful, you know, spirit in you that's playful and joyful and fairy-like, you know, and so it's just really an interesting mix of energy that I feel with you. I have enjoyed in conversations with you, and I, again, you know, when it comes to the numbers, you know, people, I always look at the numbers of all of my guests. I, you know, it's one way of getting to know them without, you know, having to actually talk to them is to look at the actual numbers. And when the first time I looked at your numbers when I was going to do your reading, I was like, you know, right immediately we have, you know, the number of the psychic medium. We also have a great deal of spiritual wisdom in there. And also the desire, you know, you've got numbers that say, being selfless service to others, you know, where you give of yourself, in order to help people. And when we talk about being in it for the right reasons, I mean, we're all in this, you know, at some venue, those of us that are in, you know, the business of helping others through whatever tools we may use, you being a psychic medium, me being a numerologist. When it boils right down to the end of the day, your intention is everything. Your intention creates the power of your work. Why are you there? Why are you doing what you're doing? And if your intention comes from a beautiful place in your heart that says, I want to use what I have to help others so that they can, whether it's be happier or lead more purposeful lives or to heal them or to give them guidance or whatever the reasons are, at the end of the day, if that is your motivation, which is truly the joy that you get from being of service to others, if that's your intention, I think it makes you much more powerful at what you do, because you're in it for all the right reasons. And I see that so strongly with you as well, Ellie.
Well, you know, and girl, you know me like, you know, I think the only other person that knows me as well as you do from the numbers is probably, you know, God and my family. But, you know, and when you did the reading for me, I mean, you completely blew me away because, I mean, you like literally gave me this blueprint of my life from, you know, from the time I popped out, technically, to now, and even towards, you know, the ages of my 50s, and on towards the end of my life. And you know, it was incredible because you touched on so many things and you got to some very specific areas and specific ages, the things that have happened to me. And really, you know, it blew my mind because when I sat and I pondered all the information that you gave me, and let me tell you guys, I mean, I know it's your show, it's about me, but but I love you to death. I mean, you are just, you know, I love you to pieces and you're so cute. You know, you tell me, but you give good faith. But the reading in and of itself, the way you deliver it and the way you speak about it, and you do it because you get into this channel energy mode, and you just touched on things that really made me sit and think. And let me tell you, and this is the God's honest truth, for the last, I think, 2 weeks, you know, and when I got your CD in the mail, and I played it and I listened back to it, it really kind of opened my eyes a little bit to where I need to work on myself, which we all need to do. And this is part of, you know, us being not only the teachers, but the students. And so when you recognize that not only are we the teachers, but the students, it makes the way you receive information, it changes the perception of the information that you receive. And like for me, I've been pondering a lot of the information you gave me. And when I looked back at specific dates, And I thought, you know, and at that time when those things were happening to me, I was thinking, God, you know, why me? Because it was very devastating. You know, my life story in and of itself, you know, I've had people say to me, you know, if they knew anybody else that went through what I went through, they'd be dead already. And I said, well, I contemplated that back in 1991. And God, absolutely and unequivocally, showed me that with absolute certainty, no, I was not going to do that. And gave me this, I had this very, pivotal, very spiritually moving moment in 1991. And it was shortly after my daughter was born. But you actually touched base on that, not knowing what happened to me in the reading. And you brought up that specific age and a few other things. And to me, that was very moving. I got very emotional because when you really think about it, it's all been laid out in the grand design.
Right.
So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know, and I understand it has all been laid out, and I really believe that the numerology chart really is. This is the instructions to your life in this,
yeah,
this particular lifetime, and it's what you wrote into the plan, and you know, and I humbly accept, I truly do accept, you know, your gracious, the way you looked at the reading, but I didn't invent numerology. Certainly, it's ancient.
No, but I understand that. But your interpretation of it is phenomenal, and that's the thing. I've come across numerologists in 20 years, and astrologists, and you know, just clairvoyants and other people, and there are just, you know, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, but there are certain people that, when you have an encounter with them or when you have a relationship with them, you just know from the depths of your soul that they are just right on, you know, and you just kind of know that. And when I first saw you on Facebook and MySpace, I always admired your energy, your essence, your smile, your face, you know, and I said, she's just very beautiful. And it was funny because I told you I was a little intimidated to approach you because you had such a magnanimous energy, you know, and I say that very lovingly. I mean, it's very that I wasn't sure how you would accept, you know, me like sort of writing to you going, hey, I want you to come on my show. But then, you know, it's kind of like you're on a lot of levels, you're a lot like me, which may not be such a bad thing.
That's not a bad thing, Allie. You know, what's really the truth of the matter is when we cross-reference our energy, and we must cross-reference our energy, you know, your life path is my heart's desire. And your heart's desire is my life path. So in many ways, you're my teacher, I'm your teacher, you're the student, I'm the student. In many ways, we are a reflection of each other. It's just where the intensity lies with that energy.
Yeah.
I love your lightheartedness. I love the beauty of you know, the way that you rock that three energy. You rock that three energy. You know, and with me, with the seven that really is my heavy duty hitter, you know, I become this brainiac sometimes and sometimes I get so serious and so intense.
Yeah, but that's the sexy trait.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they're lined up all over
the
place.
It's very sexy. It's like, you know, you've got the glasses. It's very sexy. An intelligent woman is very sexy.
If you love a big brain, I'm your woman, right? But anyhow, you know, I think we both have a little bit of each other in each other, and I think that you help me to laugh, and you help me to be more playful, and you help me to just not. You know, it's like on my serious days, you just get a little dose of Allie, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's like, it's okay to, you know, just take a deep breath and just, you know, enjoy life. You know, you've got that way about you. But I want to talk about you. You got to stop talking about me, because God, you know, again, you're incredibly generous. This show is about you. And I just think that people should know that 21 years is a lot of experience. And you've done readings for people from all walks of life, celebrities, authors, professional mediums. You know, a lot of metaphysical practitioners, doctors, lawyers, housewares, Indian chiefs, you've done it all. And that's, you know, I think experience is a great teacher as well. And there's a lot of people that are coming out of the woodwork, you know, and hanging up their psychic medium shingles, you know, And, you know, it's somebody like you that's got this incredible amount of experience, you know, doing readings for people, and also the wisdom that you bring to those readings. You know, and I was reading on your website, you know, that you've been psychic since you were a child, really. And you also mentioned, I think at some point on your website I was reading, that you had literally, you had a visit from Archangel Michael. I was just wondering.
Twice.
I know. Well, hey, yeah. I haven't met him, but hey, you've seen him twice. Okay. So tell me just briefly about what was it like? I mean, what happened?
It's a very interesting story. Am I too loud? Can you hear me okay?
I hear you lovely.
Okay, I was lowering my microphone a little because I heard a little feedback. I don't want to be too loud because that could be noisy. But I got into a relationship with a female, friendship-wise, and she kind of was not, she was into something totally, I guess, against what I believed in, or she practiced some form of energy that I just wasn't kosher, in my opinion. But, you know, in retrospect, looking at the relationship, you know, I learned a lot from that relationship, so I'm always grateful for what I've learned, even though it hurt me on many levels, and all the other things that have happened in my life, you know. But I'm still grateful for every encounter. And so she asked me to do this sort of ceremonial thing one evening, okay? Mm-hmm. And I was raised, my mom's Jewish. Hey, hold all the Jews. And my dad is Christian, Lebanese Christian. My dad was. He passed away. Tomorrow would be his 81st birthday. And he's been showing me signs for the last 36 hours he's around, so I hear you. And so I was really not raised with a specific religion in mind, but I tended to float in more towards the Christian or Catholic faith.
Sure.
And when I was little, I used to see my spirit guide, and I had seen angels as a child, but did not recognize them as angels. I just thought they were, you know, little kids. But, you know, angels have a way of being able to transform into anything. You know, they can appear to you as a beggar on the street.
Sure,
you know?
I believe that.
So there's the expression when, you know, entertaining angels unaware. So as a child, my awareness was that I was playing or I was interacting with, you know, other children and never realizing that, you know, that they were the angels. And so I've always been connected to them my whole life. And then what happened was this one night, I got into this, quote, circle of energy thing that she wanted to do. And behind this friend of mine, well, this other person who was a friend of mine, all of a sudden this being appeared. Very bright light, very, and almost blinding light for me. And very, again, a very magnanimous energy. Something I had never experienced in my life. I wasn't even sure what was going on, and I actually was a little panicky at first. And then I heard him say to me, "You need to get out of the circle." And I asked, "Well, who are you?" And all he said to me simply was, "My name is Michael." Now, understand, I was not brought up with the Bible, so to speak. I know about Genesis. I knew about Moses, you know, and I knew about, you know, the resurrection.
Sure.
But I didn't know specifics. I didn't know about specific angels. You know, I wasn't at that point. And he said, "You need to get out of this," you know, and I took it as, it came across to me as like a parent saying to you, "Don't do that again."
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I said, okay. And then he said, "I'm safe with him, but I needed to get out." So I did. And I didn't know who Michael was, but to me, my perception was that he was an angel. So but I didn't do any research because I was in a position at that time that I was a single parent and I with no money, and I didn't have a computer, and I didn't have a car. I didn't have any way to get to a library to research it, so I kind of let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about 3 months later, I met my current husband, Wayne. And he had come over to my house one night, and again, the same group of friends was over, and asked me to get into this whole circle of energy thing that they wanted to do. And I was just trying to be a good friend. You know, I didn't necessarily believe in what they were doing, but, you know, as a friend, you asked me to do something for you. You know, if it's not putting my life in danger, I'm going to say yes, you know. And I did, and I went back in, and I did this whole thing. And Wayne, at the time, I was only dating him, said, I want nothing to do with that, and I'm, you know, it's not good. And I said, okay. And again, Archangel Michael appeared to me, but this time it was kind of like seriously heavy energy. And he said, I've warned you before, you know, get out of the circle. He goes, you know, but very, you know, very adamant. And yet I could feel his intensity of the energy of like a parent to a child, like get out now. But I could also feel at that point that it was a very loving energy and that he was doing it for my best interest and because they love me. Mm-hmm. And so I got out of it, and I actually got sick, stomach sick, after that whole thing. And 2 days later, Wayne took me to a bookstore in Huntington, right near where John Edward is. And we went into the bookstore, and we left the bookstore, and we went to go have a pizza, and he presents me with a gift. And what it was, and I still have the book to this day, just 12 years ago, was the wisdom teachings of Archangel Michael. And that's the first time I found out that he was an archangel. Wow. And then I started to research who Michael was. I got the chills. And understand that he was protecting me.
Right.
But I didn't realize that then. And then it just started. And once I understood that, and I understood what Michael's role was and that he was here to protect me, the floodgates of death communication just kind of started to open up, and it's been great. I mean, it's been amazing and beautiful for me ever since.
Wonderful. Well, that's pretty a cool story. I gotta tell you. You know, I had a friend one time that told me that. Now, she was talking about Archangel Michael appearing to her, but she said that the energy almost kind of knocked her out of the room that she was in. So she says she doesn't really recommend it that often. So
no, I don't either, and especially if it's, you know, in that capacity that I was in. And like I said, it's very, very strong, very bright.
Right.
You know, and I want people to understand, there are people that think angels appear with wings. They don't.
They don't.
You know, he appeared, though, with a very vibrant color, like a very vibrant auric field. And at the time, I didn't even know that was an aura. I just knew it was this beautiful color.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
But it was very, very powerful. And I think, honestly, this is why I got sick afterward. I actually got stomach sick for, like, a day and a half afterward. I didn't feel well. Mm-hmm. And I think it was the energy exchange. It was amazing.
Sure.
It was powerful. I don't recommend it. No.
No,
not
I
like
do
that
think that
anyway.
I do think there's certain times in your life. I think that you get, you know, sometimes it's through angelic intervention, or sometimes it's just, you know, a gift to you where you get like a jolt of energy. You know, in a way, you know, it kind of accelerates your vibration. It raises it up. And I think when that happens, sometimes your body does get sick because it's got to get used to that new vibration. I know that on the three different occasions that I was attuned to Reiki, before I got to be Reiki Master, each and every time I got an attunement, it was like I was definitely, my body struggled to handle this newfound, you know, attunement, which, you know, any Reiki attunement is going to change your vibration. It's going to raise it up. And even physically, I could feel that I was struggling to try to seek that energy and my body to get used to that energy, that new energy that I had just taken it. And as far as an angel, I mean, I'm going to tell you that, you know, when I was 20, I saw, you know, an angel. I know it was an angel. I don't have to ask that it was an angel. Did it appear with wings? No, it did not. It appeared in a probably, you know, a 4 to 5 foot large circular globe of light. And I can remember looking at it, and you know, when they, in all the books, they say that it's telepathic. The angels is a telepathic communication. You just hear them.
Yes.
You know, you don't hear words. You just hear it in your head. They're speaking to you. And that's exactly what occurred. I heard this angel speaking to me. And at the same time, there was an incredible warmth that overcame my body, an incredible feeling of peace and comfort and love. And it was just one of those experiences where, without question, I can't make up a big globe of light in my room. I just can't do that. I'm pretty good. I got a pretty good imagination, but I really don't think I could pull that one off. And, but it was everything that happened with it that, you know, absolutely convinced me that I saw an angel. And I don't think that you have to be a psychic. I don't think you have to be a medium.
Absolutely
I don't think you have to be a numerologist to be able to see an angel, to experience that kind of a thing. You just have to be open to the idea that it absolutely is possible. And so
I believe we experience angels on a daily basis.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I really do.
I know one time I was in the Walmart here, and I know that we're going on, and we are going to open up the lines. I promise. But I was in Walmart. You know, I'm in Pennsylvania, and God bless the people of Pennsylvania. But, you know, sometimes they're just a little bit more serious than us New Yorkers. I don't know. Were we born, you know, with a grin on our face? I don't know. But, you know, I'm walking through Walmart, and everybody's so serious, and nobody really talks, and they're not really friendly. Maybe it's just their way, that they just are friendly with people that they know, and they're not so accepting of strangers or whatever. But I was feeling very, very lonely, and I was feeling very, very, you know, like I didn't fit in, and I did my shopping, and I got little tears in my eyes. I was pitiful, I tell you, pitiful, because I was lonely, and I just felt just terribly alone. And I got up to the registers, and there was this woman with this big old smile on her face, and I swear to God, I have never, no one has ever just spoken to me for the heck of it in Walmart here in Pennsylvania. And she just smiled at me and said, well, hi, darling, but don't you look beautiful? So what are you buying? And she went on and on talking to me just as nice as can be, and I swear to God, it was an angel. I swear it was an angel that was put there at the register so that I wasn't feeling so... It's never happened again. I'm looking for that woman, but I've never seen her again. But you know what I'm saying? I was just that one special, you know, little jolt of niceness that I needed on that day in that particular moment. And it was just a really cool thing. So I do really believe that angels come in all shapes
they
and sizes.
They do. And a lot of times, too, they also visit people in their dreams, and people don't readily recognize the fact that they've had an angelic encounter, you know, and even with loved ones, you know, they will come to you in your dreams, because when you dream, your mind, body, spirit is at rest, and you're sort of an open vessel, even at that relaxation point. And there's a level of comfort to come in through a dream as opposed to actually physically appearing or making themselves known in a conscious waking moment.
Sure.
And, you know, people, you know, oh, I dreamt about my grandmother, you know, oh, it was such a nice dream. That wasn't just a dream. You actually had a conversation with your grandmother.
Sure.
You know, that's their way of coming through and having those conversations with you that you might have longed for or you had hoped that they would make contact. And people need to understand, in as much as people living, okay, know how you feel. Like if I know you're having a bad day,
oh, Allie. I think we might have lost Allie.
Did you know your name and date of birth speak volumes about you as a person and as a spiritual being? Well, your personal numerology can shine a light on your life's purpose, your true potential, and give you insight about your soul's journey in this lifetime. Join Allison Bachman, host of Visible by Numbers, Monday nights at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on DBS Radio, as she unlocks the secrets of how to live a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life by using numerology as a guide. You'll be inspired by Allison's passion, her amazing on-air readings, insightful topics, and guests. You don't want to miss Allison's show Monday nights on BBS. Visit Allison at www.visiblebynumbers.com for more information. Be well.
Okay, well, this is Allison, and we're back. I guess Allie's energy, and we're talking about angels, and we knocked ourselves right off the air. So, little technical difficulties, but hey, here we are. So, Allie, I'm not exactly sure exactly where you were when you got knocked off, but, you know, I know that we've probably been talking a long time. We may have some people that may want to call in if they're still hanging with us, so I'm going to give the numbers. And, Allie, what you're just going to kind of like do what kind of readings tonight?
Just people can call in and ask a question, I guess, and...
Okay,
no,
one question
whatever,
reading.
Whatever's meant to happen will happen. I'll put it that way. I don't have any expectations. So.
Sounds like a plan. So You're listening to Visible by Numbers on BBS Radio. My guest this evening is psychic medium and the ever so charming Allie Chesnick. And these are the call-in numbers, toll-free. You can call in at 888-815-9756. You can also call in at 530-776-5185, 530-413-4511, 530-876-3222, and finally, 530-876-9916. So if you'd like a reading, feel free to call in. I'm sure that Allie would love, and I would love to talk to you. And I do want to give out Allie's website, which is I'm going to spell it out for you, AllieChesnick.com. And, you know, you go to Allie's website, you can read all about her and also get some information if you want to get a private or personal reading with Allie. And also what appearances, different shows and stuff that she's going to be on. So, you know, make sure you check it out. AllieChesnick.com. Now, I'm not sure, I heard some clicking, not sure if I heard a beeping. Did you hear, is somebody on the line?
Just me.
Just you? Okay, cool. If you hear a beep, that's somebody calling into the show. All right, but that's okay because I've still got lots of things I want to talk to you about. Now, the Wings of Love radio show, pretty popular one on Blog Talk Radio. We don't get jealous here at BBS about other radio shows. How's that one going for you, Allie?
It's great. I've got it. I'm doing the show now a little over 2 years. And, you know, I love doing the show because I love bringing other people on the show as the guests that I believe have a message or have something to teach or have something very, you know, whether it's spiritual or just something to say that's going to touch someone, you know. And the reason I started the show was because as a mom, you know, the way I came up with the name for the show, well, I wrote a poem a few years ago for Mother's Day, which I've never done. I've never written a poem. And when I was trying to come up with a name for the show, I had originally the Spirit Cafe, and then I said, you know, I want something that's a little more meaningful. And so I thought about it and thought about it, and then my guides kind of gave to me Wings of Love, because wings of the angel wings,
uh-huh.
And then wings as a parent, you know, when you hug your child or, you know, as a friend or as a lover, you hug someone.
Sure. Sure.
You wrap your arms around them or your wings. And so that's how that came in. And the show is doing really well. I have some amazing guests on the show, and you were just on the show. And we had so much fun on that show. And people are dying for you to come back, so you'll have to come back.
I will. Well, you know what, Allie, we got a caller, so I'm going to interrupt your little chit-chat there, and I'm going to take my caller. So who's calling, please?
Hi, my name's Julie from Ellicott City.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And you gave me a wonderful reading, Allison, on my birthday.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad.
Do you remember which one I am? I was hoping that I didn't bear any responsibility for the phone problems, because that happened to you and me.
Did it really? Okay.
Yes,
well.
It did. But you had to call me back, I think, twice.
Oh, okay. Now I remember you. Yeah. Sometimes
anyway, I'm really honored
there.
To be... in this conversation, you both are amazing people.
Oh, well, that's very sweet.
There are probably many questions that I could ask, Allie, but so if I end up asking Y and you want to answer X instead, that would be fine. But I guess what I want to ask is, I think I know what I'm supposed to be doing, and it definitely involves serving others, but I'm not sure if I'm quite how to get there.
Okay, what's your... I had a little trouble hearing. What's your first name?
It's Julie.
Julie, okay. What's your, mm-hmm. just give me your date of birth.
My date of birth, 5/23/64.
I'm sorry. God, this is terrible. What month? I'm sorry, Julie.
May 23rd.
Beautiful. Okay. You've got, I'll have to tell you this, first of all, you've got, a definite connection in here with Archangel Ariel, who popped in for me, and she's I love Ariel, But she's also about some women issues. You know, she comes into you when you have some feminine energy issues kind of going on, either on a physical level with your body or even on a spiritual level when you're sort of unbalanced.
Okay.
Okay, so she's in here right now with you, and the thing here with you is you also have a lot of healing energy. I'm being told that you are, you have a dynamic healing energy, and part of what I think you can be doing is counseling. So I don't know if you're looking into doing any kind of counseling, and what I keep hearing is like addiction counseling. Working with people that have even addictions. This is something that there's an opportunity for you to do that, or as well as practicing. I don't know if you do Reiki right now, but you can learn how to do that.
Yes, I do.
You're very intuitive.
Reiki. Yes.
You know, you're very intuitive, and it's interesting. This kind of came out at the age of 10 and 11 is what I'm being told for you. Also, I have to tell you that there's a grandmother energy that keeps popping in here, and I keep getting that she's connected to you on mom's side of the family.
Yes.
And she's... what I hear from her is you are just like her. Does that make sense to you?
I wish I could clean house the way she does.
She did. Well, you know, and I'm also hearing that you either look like her or there's a namesake connected to you. Part of the family.
My name is Julie. Her name was Julia, her middle name.
Okay. Because when they give me that namesake, and you kind of look like her. You look like your mom a little bit, but you look more like her than your mom.
Yes.
So I need you to know that she's in here also, and she's showing me that she's been watching over you. Do you have, do you have it like a sandy-haired colored dog?
Oh, my gosh. I just did Reiki on a friend, Golden, who passed.
Okay.
And I love that dog. I only knew her for a month, and I love that dog.
Okay, because she's showing me the sandy-haired colored dog, and she's connecting it to you. So you need to know that, you know, whatever work that you're doing, you know, you're doing an awesome thing, and I think that ultimately your path is going to be more on the healing, because it's not even just with your words, it's with your hands, it's with just your whole body and who you are. And you have this very calming, very serene way of making people feel really good about themselves, and even energetically, you just have a way of sort of, you know, shifting the moment. You know, you're like the Dear Abby to all your friends.
That's nice to hear. I'm just having a little trouble getting clients. And I
you're
just wonder if
yourself.
I'm doing something. I have to feel like I have to look at myself if that's the case.
You are. You're blocking yourself. And where I'm seeing some blocks for you, honestly, is in your heart chakra. So I think that there's some issues there, and we're not going to talk about it on the air. But you've got some personal issues that, honestly, I keep hearing from her, you need to forgive, if you understand. Okay, you need to forgive. And once you do that, and once you kind of settle some of these issues, you'll be able to move forward. And as far as bringing more clients to you, don't worry. The end of August, September, it's going to pick up for you. But I want you to go out, and I want you to promote yourself a little bit more, because you want clients, but you don't promote yourself. Can't have the best, you know, it doesn't work that way.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Okay.
You're
a lovely lady. You're a lovely lady. I'd like to see you take that self-esteem level and shoot it through the roof, please. Stop allowing other people. You know, you're allowing other people.
Very sweet about that as well. Thank you.
You're allowing other people to sort of dictate that energy, and it's time for you to kind of stand up and be like, this is me, this is who I am, and, you know, that's it.
Right.
Okay,
well,
Julie?
Thank you so much.
Thanks
really
for calling, Julie.
You're very welcome.
Nice talking to you again.
Right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. I like her. She was very sweet.
Well, that was an awesome reading. That was wonderful.
Thanks.
Okay, well, we've got probably time for a couple more, and anybody that just heard that one, they ought to be, you know, burning up the phone lines calling in, because that was really a great reading. So I remember doing her numerology. Oh, speaking of burning up the phone lines, we have another caller.
Okay.
Hi, who's calling, please?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, this is Vicki.
Hi, Vicki, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You got a question for Allie?
I do. I do. I retired like 2 years ago. Now I'm at home full time. And I'm living with my 16-year-old son who's driving me absolutely crazy. And my husband of 19 years. I feel like they're ganging up on me. It's just like, oh, I don't know. I think I might want to go back to work or something.
Honestly, I think it working part-time for you, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, you could work full-time, but you don't really need to, not in that perspective. Mm-hmm. But I think working part-time for you would be beneficial for you. You kind of, even though you're retired and you're kind of just hanging out, it's not really, it's fun, but it's not. You know, it's like you get up and there are days where you're completely bored out of your skull. And, okay, what were you doing were you teaching? What were you doing?
I worked for the government for 30 years.
Okay.
I had an office job.
Okay. Because I'm hearing teaching in here connected to you. So were you thinking of taking anything or courses for yourself or teaching other people about what it is that you were doing?
Well, I do have a teaching certificate, but I really...
Okay, well, thank you, because I'm hearing the teaching. Go ahead. Well, then I have to say to you that if you do that and pick it up part-time, you have a lot of information in that head of yours and a lot of love in that heart of yours to help teach other people and sort of help them progress and move forward. And, you know, you could be out there, you know, even as a... you know, even if you did like spiritual teaching or kind of got into whatever it is that you're really good at, and I have the feeling you have a good knack with numbers too as well in here, but that's definitely a possibility, and to do it part-time I think would even be very rewarding for you because you know that you could do it at your leisure and you can do it at your own pace. You don't really like when people kind of dictate time constraints for you.
Yeah.
You don't, you know, that doesn't really work for you. But I definitely think that going back to work part-time, now your son, you know, he's just a typical teenager, so he'll get over it, you know, but also by you being home all the time sort of, you know, stagnates his freedom of energy and the full
uh-huh.
brain a little bit. And your husband, I just think, you know, he was so used to, your husband is the kind of energy for me who likes the routine day in and day out.
Uh-huh.
And so the routine all those years while you were working, you know, they got used to it. Now that you're home most of the time, it's kind of like, you know, they want you to get out and just, you know, I don't know how to explain it any better that it's kind of all, it's just he has to get used to the fact that you're home and he still has to work full time. Okay,
yeah.
So I think there's a little jealousy there too, but you know he loves you for who you are, and I have to tell you I keep hearing he's very very loyal. Does that make sense to
you? Oh yes, very.
I mean extremely loyal. Like just it's beautiful the way his loyalty is to you, but I think it's not so much for himself or your son, but really for you. And I think that's what he wants is you to probably get out and just. Be who you are and do some teaching. And really, I got to keep saying the teaching is something that I think you should definitely look into.
Okay, well, I've been seeing a nutritionist. And she said, she asked if I wanted to work for her. Is that something that...
Absolutely. Anything to do with health and wellness, anything to do with spirituality, this is kind of where you're at this
okay.
moment in your life.
Okay.
You know, and you have this way about... You know, being able to convey the information to people that really makes them think and really makes them want to be like, you know, I want to do this. I need to change this. And there's so many people that are just in poor health, nutrition-wise. They just don't get it. So anything that you can do like that, you know, to teach or even do like a teleclass or a webinar or, you know, work out of someone else's office part-time, just knowing that you're helping other people, you know, that's teaching. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be you in front of a blackboard. You know, it could be you doing
yeah.
anything.
Okay.
So, but okay. I definitely think anything in the health and wellness or spirituality field is definitely right on the money for you.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, Vicki. Appreciate
uh-huh.
it.
Thank you.
All righty. All right.
I knew she had the teaching thing in there.
You know, when she said I have a teacher's certificate, I'm like, oh. That was funny. Okay, we got one more caller. And, Allie, I got to tell you, we got 1 minute. So, caller,
okay,
who's calling? Talk fast. Somebody calling? Hi.
Okay. Is this Allison?
This is Allison, yes.
Okay, Allison, this is Lexi.
Hi, Lexi. How are you?
A wonderful reading from Allison, and I recommend her to everybody. I really do. But, Allie, I just wanted to ask you a question. I'm so concerned about job now. And I've been applying for lots of jobs, and I want to know when it's coming.
I've got the end of August, first week of September for you. And I'm also going to tell you that I want you to keep applying, but give yourself a break next week. And wait until the following week, but the end of August, beginning of September, you're going to have something, and it'll be unexpected. I think it's going to be something that you weren't thinking you were going to get, but I believe you're going to get. Also, I got to tell you quickly, you've got a grandmother in here, too, that popped in for you the minute you said hi. She came in here like gangbusters, and she's got that, God, she's so cute. She reminds me of... from the Golden Girls, you know, just that energy. And she's in here with you. I just need to tell you that, you know, she I'm looking at her cooking and baking and taking care of you as a young girl. Do you understand this? Okay.
Yes, I do. And that's true.
Girls, I hate it when I have to do this, but.
Okay.
We run out of time, and they're going to cut us off. And so,
okay.
Lexi, better luck next time calling in sooner, honey. But shoot me an email. Let me know when you get that job, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, honey.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. 55 minutes with Allie. We need about 3 hours. But I'm so sorry that it's the end of the show. So I'm just going to remind everybody to go to Allie's website, AllieCheslick.com. You can find that information right on the Visible by Numbers page, right there on the front of VBS Radio. Allie, thank you so much for hanging out with me. It was a pleasure. I really enjoyed having you on the show. And you must come back.
I will. Anytime you ask me, I will be there. You just have to ask. And thank you for having me. I appreciate it very, very much.
All right. Super.
It was fun.
Okay. And all the listeners, everybody that called in, thanks so much for sticking with us tonight, even through our technical difficulties, and I'll be back again next week. And in the meantime, I wish you all abundant blessings. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.